Bavmatia Perk Bez Mishnah Tess. Ezu hi Aveda. What is an Aveda? Matza Chamor o Para Roan Baderach. If you see a donkey or a cow that are grazing along the way, Ein Zo Aveda. Don't assume that this is an Aveda. The Rav says, you don't have to be Machzer because the owner put him there purposely. Chamor v'chelev hafuchin. But if you see a donkey and his kale, let's say his saddle, is underneath the stomach instead of on top of its back, or maybe backwards that way, or para ratza ben akram, where you see a cow running between vineyards. And the concern here, the Rav says, is that it's going to, as it's running, it's causing damage to its legs. The thorns are going into its legs. And Tfershel points out that, and if you see the cow not just between the vineyards, but inside the vineyard, there's another concern that it's going to ruin the vineyard itself, and the owner of the cow is going to have to now pay for the damage of the vineyard, or any kind of knas that he has to pay. Harezo Aveda. This is an Aveda, and you have to return it. Hechziru uvarcha, if you return it, and the animal gets out again, runs away, you return it to the owner, and it does it again. Afilo arba v'chamisha pam, even 4 or 5 times, not just 4 or 5, even many times, 100 times. Chayv lachziru, you always have to return it to the owner. Shenemar, hashev teshivim, the plural lashon that you have to keep returning it. You can't just say to the owner, listen, dude, you're obviously not watching it so well, and if it's going to run out again, you're posheya. You're just negligent. Nevertheless, the Torah says you can't do that. You have to keep returning it to him. Mishnah continues, and this is a new inyan now. Hayabatal misela. If by returning the item, you're not working and not working made you lose a sela. In other words, your job was, let's say for a day, was a sela. Let's call it $400. Lo yomer lo tain li sela. Don't tell the guy, listen, I return your animal. I lost a day of work. It was $400. Pay it to me. Elanosin lo scharo kipol batal. Rather, you get paid like a schar poel batel, which means, it doesn't just mean that you get paid like a guy that does nothing. It means, if the job was hard, and you went over them and say, listen, I have an offer for you. I'll pay you less, but you'll have a much easier job. Most people would take the easier job and get paid less, instead of working very hard and getting paid more. Therefore, schar poel batel means the amount that you'd pay him for the less strenuous job. But let's say the guy doesn't want that. He's one of the people that would rather work harder and make more money. Im yesham beistin, if there's a beistin, masnim bifne beistin. He should make a condition in front of beistin and say in front of them, I want you to know that I make this amount of money and it's impossible for me to be mevatel from my money to take a small amount of money and it's not worth it for me. So if he pays me for my time that I'm losing, then I'll do it. So the din is he can do that, as long as he does it in front of Beis Din. Im ein sham Beis Din, but if there is no Beis Din, and he doesn't want to lose out on his salary to take less, bifnei mi yasne, who can he do this in front of? Shalo kodem, therefore, he comes first. Why is this guy any better than him? The guy should get back his cow, or whatever he lost, but you lose out. That's not fair to you. Why is he any better than you? And therefore, he does not have to return it, and he can just leave it as a lost item.